Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
SJ Brown bringing us back to Godfather of Soul. We're going to have a little J.D. Brown if we do on this show very long. Living in America. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit. It's 4th of July, folks. Happy 4th of July. And Bob Dale Schneider is our guest. Bob, thank you for being here. I wanted to tell a quick little story that I remember about James Brown. Back in the 60s, when there was all the Black Power, the Black Panther stuff, and there's a lot of problems, a lot of revolting, and a lot of problems. We had a lot of problems on around the country, and people were, James Brown was trying to settle people down, and he went on the radio and he said, you know, folks, he said, when I was a kid, I was a janitor in this radio station. He said, now I own this radio station.
Wow.
He said, that's what I call Black Power.
Absolutely.
And I always admired James Brown for that.
Absolutely. Well, that's the story of America. It's the story of small business, Jim.
Yeah. So I want to talk about genius clusters. Do you believe in the concept of genius clusters?
Oh, sure. I think that we see them all the time. I think, you know, obviously we had it in 1776, some pretty smart guys.
Amazing. And you know, Bob, we don't even, there are people in that group, in that cluster, that aren't on the tip of most people's lips. John Jay, for example.
Remarkable men and women, mostly men.
So many of them, the 56 signers of the Constitution, I mean, those people, those weren't lightweights. If you look at the list, those were some serious people, but there were serious geniuses in the middle. Franklin and Jefferson and Adams and Madison and Jay and Hamilton, they were geniuses, weren't they?
They were terrific people. And if you look at the generals who drove the Second World War, not just Ike, but Patton and Bradley and the rest of them, same thing, as well as the
that's
people
a good,
that...
That's a good example of a cluster.
People who started the tech revolution. I mean, same situation. So we have that in America.
So as we move forward and we think about genius clusters, are our new genius clusters focusing on things that have intrinsic value and are crucial to an enduring sustainability for America? You know, you think about Gates and Jobs and probably what's his name with Oracle?
Ellison,
yeah. I mean, four or five folks like that from the 90s. Maybe that's a genius cluster. But and you can throw in Mr. Amazon. I'll say his name in a
Bezos.
Minute. Bezos, yeah. You can throw him in into that mix. But is the product of their genius on the same? Has it had the same gravitas as those generals or those founders?
Not quite. Although I would hope those guys would get together and figure out a way to convince the people in the Arab street who are being recruited by ISIS and by Al Qaeda that there's a better way.
Yeah. Well, I also hope that they will realize something, and this is something I'm working a lot on right now, something I'm really concerned about. I hope that genius cluster will focus on a way to make sure that the digital leverage that they're capable of producing, that it doesn't breach equilibrium in a way that can't be put, where we can't put that back in the bottle.
Yeah,
I hope they're focusing on that. What do you think?
This is a huge question, Jim, and it's a big issue, and they have a responsibility to figure out how to control it so it doesn't overcome us and overwhelm us.
Well, they talk about artificial intelligence, and they're worried about artificial intelligence. These are the folks. This is what the genius clusters today are working on, isn't it, Bob?
It definitely is, and I think that if you're at IBM, which is a great company, and I think he was a sponsor of your show, they're right in the vanguard of that. But so
yep.
are Gates and Ellison and Bezos and the rest. And they have a huge responsibility. I hope that when they look in the mirror, they recognize that.
Well, but the thing is that when they worry about artificial intelligence, what I'm concerned about, Bob, is that they're worried about machines. They're worried about like a they're worried more about analog algorithms and robots taking over, the, you know, that kind of thing. I'm more worried about human beings having digital leverage in their hands and using it to breach what I call breaching equilibrium. I'm more worried about that taking us down before the machines do. Before the algorithms do. Someone with the power of a button, with on the other side of that button is digital leverage. That's what I'm worried about, and I wonder if anybody in the cluster is working on that.
Well, I certainly hope they are, because the guy who's running North Korea has that opportunity. I could put that in quotes right now. He could do that. Adolf Hitler, in his own way, did that. I mean, there's serious people out there who want to do the world harm, and they could use technology to just do just that.
Well, and I agree with you. That guy's, of course, he's crazy.
I think he needs a haircut. Yes, he is crazy.
I agree with that. But the thing is, see, for nations, there's something called MAD, right? Mutual Assured Destruction. That's the reason why we haven't blown each other up so far, is because we don't want to, you know, if I kill you, then you're going to kill me and we'll all go up. That's the thing that's held it off. But what about when individuals have that kind of power?
Well, and that could happen. I mean, we've seen people in the Oklahoma City bombing. We've seen a lot of difficult
moments. That's right.
Throughout the United States.
That's a good example.
These people have power, and they do things that are not so great. We have to stop that.
But all of that is part of the liberty that we have in America, isn't it?
Yes, it's our ability to do what we want to do. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's
the reason why, folks, as Leo Haviland and I talked about in the previous segment, previous half hour, about the importance of citizenship. Is it time that, as we think about the 4th of July, folks, let's think about our citizenship.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.